NPR News. This is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. At movie theaters, summer blockbusters are giving way to more sober fare.
Oscar season looming, and oh, the drama, epics, westerns, war movies, and that masterpiece theater sensibility in the 18th century melodrama,
The Duchess of Devonshire.
Bob Mondello on fall movies after the news.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Ann Taylor. Hurricane Gustav came ashore today on the coast of Louisiana with 110-mile-an-hour winds. Heeding warnings, millions fled. NPR's John Burnett is in New Orleans and says there are few people to be seen.
We met a couple of groups, most of them drinking beer and heavily armed, protecting their property. There are police cars slowly patrolling the streets constantly and stopping and asking you why you're out, if you are out. So the feel of the city during Gustav couldn't be more different than it was 3 years ago during Katrina.
Red Cross volunteer Margaret O'Brien Molina is at a shelter in Covington, Louisiana.
90% of the people based their decision to get out on experiences that they'd had before, like with Katrina. I had one woman, I asked her about it. She told me, I was on the bridge last time. And she goes, I'm in line here right now because of that. She had her kids with her.
Some 200 people are in the shelter. In Afghanistan, 5 children have been killed as a result of Western military action. NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson reports.
The deaths of the children on the first day of the Islamic fasting month of Ramadan stoked Afghan resentment against Western forces here. Protesters shut down a major road leading out of Kabul following a reported raid by foreign and Afghan forces on one home. The attack killed 2 boys under the age of 2 and their parents. A few hours later, NATO issued a statement saying it had accidentally killed 3 other children in a fight with militants in eastern Paktika province. NATO also took the rare step of issuing a warning that the Taliban were expected to plant a false story about civilian casualties in southern Helmand province. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
The stock market was closed today for the Labor Day holiday. This is NPR News. Events at the first day of the Republican National Convention have been trimmed as a result of Hurricane Gustav. Instead, help for hurricane victims will be stressed, with both Laura Bush and John McCain's wife Cindy scheduled to speak. In Ohio, John McCain visited a disaster relief center. Officials say that he is still expected to speak at the last day of the convention, Thursday evening. It's the first day of Ramadan for the world's Sunni Muslims, including several million living in the United States. It's a month of fasting, prayer, and charity. NPR's Jamie Terabay has more on that story.
Shiite Muslims will begin their Ramadan a day or so later, depending on the moon. The two sects often mark this religious occasion separately. Ramadan is believed to be the month in which the Quran, Islam's holy book, was revealed. In the 30 days of Ramadan, Muslims will fast, abstain from sex, even drinking water, from sunup to sundown. However, pregnant women, the elderly or sick, and children under 12 are exempt. It's meant to be a time of prayer, reflection, and also a time for peace. Muslims are expected to give more to charity, focus on family, and provide for the poor and needy. Ramadan is also a time of community. Families gather together and invite others to share an iftar, the meal that traditionally breaks the day's fast. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News.
According to French President Sarkozy, the European Union is postponing talks with Moscow scheduled this month unless Russian troops are pulled back in Georgia in line with the ceasefire agreement. The French leader says that he's traveling to Moscow next week for talks there with Russian leaders. I'm Ann Taylor, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, committed to helping Americans lead healthier lives and get the care they need. On the web at rwjf.org.
Your Champaign-Urbana forecast for this evening: clear, low in the mid-60s, light southeast winds. Tuesday, sunny, highs around 90. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s. Wednesday, partly sunny with a 30% chance of the showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-90s. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms.
Today's programming is made possible by the Courier Cafe, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. Whether it's almond French toast for breakfast, garden fresh salads and homemade soups for lunch, or burgers and hand-dipped shakes for dinner, the Courier Cafe in downtown Urbana has been offering fresh choices for 28 years.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. One big concern as Hurricane Gustav tosses wind and water at the Gulf Coast is the state of the coastal wetlands. As with Katrina and Rita, the power of this hurricane has been amplified by the loss of those wetlands. And coastal oceanographer Robert Twilley of Louisiana State University joins us from Lafayette to talk about that. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And if you look, Robert, at the most severe land loss that you've been seeing over time in coastal Louisiana,